as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Father, you are the Lamb that reigns upon the throne. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Speak to us today. Lead us into deeper things concerning our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Let our hearts and our faiths be established, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And let your name be glorified even after today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands. Take back your seats in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. The theme for our Christos Conversion 2025 is Christ, my Passover, my sacrifice. Oh, clap your two hands for Jesus. Christ, my Passover, my sacrifice. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now say loudly where you are sitting. Christ, my Passover, my sacrifice. One more time, say Christ, my Passover, my sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Tonight is the first. So I'll do my best to be a school teacher to teach you certain fundamental things. Amen. After tonight, then I'll enter into. You hear what I'm saying? But tonight, I'm going to teach you certain foundational matters. Certain matters. For you to understand this thing and this scripture that Christ is our Passover, it means that you have to understand what Passover is about. What Passover is about in the Jewish culture. They have a festival they celebrate. Like you in Ghana will celebrate Akwesidai, you will celebrate Homowo, you will celebrate Hobechocho. In Israel, among the Jews, the festival they celebrate the Passover, called the Passover. And the Passover, what we call the Easter celebration. It is actually another country's festival, another people's festival, which we call Easter. As we have entered into the Easter season, I believe from tomorrow, even unbelievers. Are you following what I'm saying? Because when it gets to Easter celebration, even unbelievers celebrate it more. Celebrate Easter and they know nothing about Jesus. They know nothing about the Passover, or where it even came from, or what Easter is about. Okay? And they will go and you will celebrate it to Sunday, but they will celebrate it to Tuesday. And some of them, they will return Tuesday, Wednesday. In this season, they are going to party. They are going to have fun. They are going to celebrate. You see, what you are celebrating as a holiday to them is a holiday. Are you getting what I'm saying? Or are you getting what I'm saying? And because they are going to and they are going to chill, there will be nothing holy about it for them. A lot of them will go into sexual promiscuity. Condoms will short by the close of the Easter festivities. Are you getting what I'm saying? Meanwhile, we are celebrating Christ, but condoms will short. Hotels will be full. Clubs will overflow. A lot of unholy things will happen. Abortions after 1 month of Easter. From May, there will be abortions, series of abortions. June, July, more abortions, because 3 months to start showing well. Meanwhile, you ask them what they are celebrating, and they will tell you that they are celebrating Easter. You see, but Easter is rooted in what we call the Passover. Now, the scripture that I read with you, the New Testament, because it was written in the Greek setting or in the Greek language, the word that Paul used for Passover, that Christ, our Passover, the word that Paul used in the New Testament is the Greek word Pascha. Project it for them to see. Pascha. Pascha. And it is from a Hebrew word. A Hebrew word that is called Pesach. A Hebrew word that is called Pesach. It's a festival. And that is what the English call it, Passover. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it means exemption. Everybody say exemption. Say exemption. As a Christian, you must understand what you are celebrating. How many of you want to know what Easter is about? Because it will interest you to know that Easter is actually an ordinance. Not just among the Jews, but also Jesus gave Easter to us as an ordinance. It is what we are supposed to remind ourselves of Jesus, not Christmas. I said, not what? Christmas. Jesus never asked us to celebrate his birth, but he asked us to remember his death and his sacrifice. So Easter is biblical, but Christmas is not biblical. Inasmuch as we choose to celebrate him because he's our hero. But between the two, because Easter talks about the finished work of Christ. Easter talks about the assignment of Jesus. And Jesus specifically asked us to remember him in this setting. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, the early Christians, you see, this Pascha, which we call Passover, which is Pesach in the Hebrew language, is that festival that the Jews celebrate. And up to today, they still celebrate it. They call it the Passover. And now listen to me carefully. Years after, when Christianity started to spread from the land of Israel, it entered into foreign lands and into different places. And some of them entered into the Saxon areas, the Mediterranean areas or regions. When you check your atlas, you see the place I'm talking about. And so in the Saxon areas, when the Jews traveled with their culture, their festival called Passover, and they got to the Saxon areas in the Mediterranean regions, they found out that there was another festival that is being celebrated there, which was being celebrated in honor of a goddess, a Saxon goddess. And the name of that goddess is Easter. Are you following what I'm saying? And that is the spelling. Give them the spelling. This is the origin of the name Easter. It is not a Hebrew name. It is the name of a goddess from the Saxon areas called Easter. And that goddess was worshipped by some people around the Saxon areas. But they worship and they celebrate that festival around the same period when the Jews are celebrating the Passover. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because of that, it's like you travel from your country and you come to Accra, and you see that the festival that you celebrate in your town, we are also celebrating another kind of that festival, but we call it Homowo. That is how it was. They were celebrating Passover, but they went to a foreign land and they realized that these people are also celebrating something else that is in honor of a certain God, and that the name of that God was Easter. And so when they traveled back to their country, they have used the name Easter, stemming from the oyster. They have used that name for so many years. So it entered into the Jews, into the Jewish land. I'm telling you how the name Easter came about. So when you read Acts chapter 12, go to Acts chapter 12 verse 4. The name was adopted and was used first and last in the whole Bible. It was never used again. And the reason was because it is not their language, and it is actually not their festival, but it is a festival that is being celebrated around the same time the Passover is being celebrated. Are you guys what I'm saying? Let's read this scripture. One, go. Acts 12 verse 4. So when he had arrested him, talking about Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Change the version. You see, they'll change the name. Go to King James. Go to King James quickly. Now, the original. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending that after Easter to bring him forth to the people. So gradually, they adopted the name Easter that was widely used for that season to also name their festival. But their festival is not called Easter, it's called Passover. Are you getting what I'm saying? So now, it came to a time on the land of Israel, when someone says he's celebrating Easter, they understood it to be celebrating Passover. And when someone says he's celebrating Passover, they understood it to be celebrating Easter, even though the origin is of a foreign root. Are you getting what I'm saying? Can you explain what I just said? Clap your two hands. So after this verse, it was never used. It was never mentioned. Because the original name is Passover. But Easter coincided with it and it became the name. But the original name was Passover. So when a Jew is celebrating Easter, he's not celebrating that Saxon goddess. He knows what he's celebrating, just that the name has mixed up. And when a Christian is celebrating Passover or celebrating Easter, he's not celebrating the Saxon goddess. He's celebrating Passover. He knows what he's celebrating. Just that for people to widely recognize the period or the season, he uses a name that is more recognized for that period. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't say that I said Easter. It's not good. I only describe where they got the name from. But as for the celebration, that's why the New King James changed it from Easter to Passover. Because the New King James knows what the Old King James wanted to say. So he changed it from the Easter to the original name and he called it Passover. Clap your two hands for me. Now, you must understand that for you to understand anything in the New Testament, you must consult the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament is a shadow of the things that are supposed to come in the New Testament. So most of the things you see in the New Testament, their foundation have already been laid from the Old. So you can't do away with the Old Testament. And in the matters of the Passover in the New Testament, you must understand where it came from the Old Testament. I'm going to read to you Passover from the Old Testament. Then I'll connect it to today. That Christ, like Paul said, is now our Passover. Because the Passover is actually from the Old Testament. It is a festival that is being celebrated before Christianity was born. But Paul says that Christ is now our Passover. So whereas the Jews are celebrating the traditional Passover, we, Jesus, has become our Passover. So for us to understand that statement, we must know what the Passover is about. Do you understand what I'm saying? For us to understand Christ as our Passover, we must go to look at what is really the Passover. If you are following me, wave your hands and let me know whether you are not lost. On your eye, but follow. Tell somebody you are in Easter. So you need to understand the things that you are celebrating. You need to understand. Do you like that? Good. Exodus chapter 12. We'll read from verse 1 to 15. From verse 1 to 15. We are all going to read together. And please pay attention to the things you will come across. Pay attention to the things you will come across. Because after we get to verse 15, I'm going to stop. Then we'll now connect it to Christ. Amen. So from verse 1. Are we ready? One, go. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, that is, a young one of a sheep, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. That means every nuclear family will have a lamb. Every nuclear family, ubenya ujain bako. I'm explaining Passover to you. Eyafase. And only a friend Easter and Emrim. Every family must take a lamb. Ujain ba. Go on. So you and your father or your father's family, you take one lamb. Another father in his family will also take one lamb. It's like that. Verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish. That means holy. A male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Either sheep or goat. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. So you will keep the sheep that you will select for 4 days, from the 10th to the 14th of that month. And that month is the month of April. They call it the month of Habib. The month of Habib, the month of April. And you will keep the lamb from the 10th to the day of 14th. Then they shall take some of the blood, and then you will kill it on the 14th day. And verse 17, let's all read. Verse 7, sorry, let's all read. One, go. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost, on their door, and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. So where you are going to gather with your family on that 14th day, you are going to put the blood on your door and on your lintel. The lintel is the portion above your window or your door. That pillar is called the lintel. You put it at your lintel and on your doorpost. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night. And when you go into that room, you will kill it and you eat it with your family, that lamb or that goat. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread, or bread that doesn't have yeast. Okay, when we say that unleavened bread, it doesn't have yeast in it. Too bro, do not say one fair yeast in gumwa air flat. Who is gumana? I can see it. You get it? Good. So unleavened bread. So the bread you have to eat doesn't have yeast in it, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. So you eat this lamb or this goat with bitter herbs and with unleavened bread. Hallelujah. Are you following? Wave your hands. I'm following. Good. I told you today I'll be a school teacher. Kakra. Then verse 9. Let's read. One, go. We are reading. One, go. Do not eat it raw, nor boil at all with water, but roasted in fire. Its head with its legs and its entrails. That means roast it, don't boil it. There were directives for the Passover, for the Easter lamb. for the Easter goat. There were instructions for the Easter lamb. Verse 10. You shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning, you shall burn it with fire. That means that don't leave some. It's not something that you choose some and put it in the fridge. The Passover animal, no, you're ringing na sadana. Do you understand? You're not being safe fridge, mo. Some of you, that is your principle. Unye janya dimanisa. Say a DBC, your boy. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. That's your motto. You are a Passover child. Amen. And don't forget that I've explained to you that the Passover means exemption. Okay? It means that something coming and then you are excluded from the thing. Or something happening and you are excluded from it. So this whole Passover is about certain people that are going to be excluded. And God is showing them what they should do for them to be excluded from what is happening to other people. So verse 11. And therefore you shall eat it with a belt on your waist. This sheep, you have to bind your waist, your sandals on your feet. Just make sure you are wearing your sandals. And your staff in your hands. All these have meaning. So your staff should be in your hands. It's like you are on a journey. Because God was going to release them from Egypt. And this was the last miracle that is what's about to happen. So they have to eat it like they are sojourners. And they say, Obeda. Now what to be the big one? No. Your sandals on your feet and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. You shall eat it in haste. Like a competition. Because it is the Lord's Passover. It is not your delicious delicacy. It's the Lord's Passover. And listen, like I told you that the Old Testament are a shadow of things that are to come. So in the Old Testament, when you see things are happening, they are actually referring to something that is coming. For example, in the Old Testament, when you see Abraham going to kill Isaac for sacrifice, it represents God going to kill his son, Jesus Christ, in our days. Do you understand? In the Old Testament, when you see people or animals entering into the ark, it was in our time, people entering into Christ for salvation. In the Old Testament, when you see that God came to the garden and he killed an animal and shed the blood and used the skin to cover Adam, it is today's Jesus being killed and shedding his blood for our sins and using his body like we take the communion to cover our sins. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the Old Testament are typology of the New Testament. It has types. The things inside there are symbols. That is why in the Old Testament, one of the symbols is incense. Incense represents prayer. In the New Testament, we don't burn incense. Because in the Old Testament, the incense we're using represents prayer. In the New Testament, that is our prayer that we are praying. So we don't need incense. They are all types. Are you getting what I'm saying? Melchizedek in the Old Testament is the revelation of Jesus in the New Testament. These are types. Isaac, that was going to be slaughtered, and then God spoke from heaven and said, there is a sheep caught up in the bush. Go and use that sheep rather instead of killing Isaac. That sheep that was provided by God for Abraham to sacrifice is the sheep, is the Jesus Christ that has been provided for us instead of we dying like Isaac. So Isaac didn't die, but that sheep was provided to die for Isaac. That is what substitution. And that was speaking about the coming Jesus. So there are many things in the Old Testament that was speaking about the coming Jesus. Do you understand? For example, in the Old Testament, Joshua. Everybody listen, are you listening to me? Joshua, the name Joshua means Yehoshua. And Yehoshua means the God who saves. Or God saves. Or Savior. Everybody say Savior. So Joshua in the Old Testament was the one that carried the children of Israel to Canaan. Crossed over to Canaan and gave them their inheritance as a savior. Now in the New Testament, Jesus Christ is also called Yehoshua. He's also called God who saves. Are you getting it? Because he's the one who is taking us to heaven to give us our spiritual inheritance. So Joshua in the Old Testament is Jesus in the New Testament. So now, the Passover in the Old Testament and the Passover lamb also has somebody that is the reality of it in the New Testament. And that was what Paul was talking about when he says, Christ our Passover. If you don't understand the things I have said, you'll never understand that scripture. Because in the Old Testament, they used to be celebrating a certain thing called Passover. And they will catch an innocent animal. And they will kill the innocent animal. And they will use the blood to protect themselves or make a mark. So that when the angel of destruction comes, he will accept them. He will save them. So the blood of that innocent animal is what will exempt them from the death or destruction coming upon the land of Egypt. And so it is in Christ Jesus that by his blood that is marking our lives, we will not die in hell like the people of the world will die in hell. That's why he's our Passover. Ask somebody, are you getting it? Verse 11 and verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborns in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Go on. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague, the disease that will kill the people, shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Verse 14. So this day shall be to you a memorial. You see, that is where it became a festival. That after this thing happens, you have to remember it every year. It will be a memorial. You shall keep it as a feast, a festival to the Lord throughout your generation. Now, this is the beginning of Passover, which we later called Easter. By an everlasting ordinance. Then the last one. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the first day you shall remove leaven from your house. For whoever eats leavened bread, so in the land of Israel, they celebrate it for 7 days. They celebrate it for what? Every year, it's a festival, 7 days. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. So 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 now tells us that just as we have the Passover lamb that was killed, whose blood was used to exempt the children of Israel from the destruction that was coming upon them, so also Christ is our Passover. Everybody now shout, Christ is my Passover. And he is my sacrifice. Say, Christ is my Passover. And he is my sacrifice. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Now, in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11, the Bible told us that, and Christ came as our high priest of good things to come, with a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not with the blood of goat or calves, but with his own blood. He entered into the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption for our sins. So Christ is the one who came to shed his blood for you and I. Yes, no, be woody Jim in umi and yenkwa. It is said here in the olden days, no, omuchi abuabi edeniye Passover afashe no. yenso no Yesu Christo no ye nia obewu ye a odi ni moja eti yen se die be ya yenso no yen call say ye mu. And so Jesus Christ no ono eno ye yen ye Passover. Can I hear an amen? So up to today, the Jews keep the Passover feast. They celebrate it. It's an ordinance, an everlasting ordinance until Jesus comes. They celebrate it to the end of the world. But the Jewish Christians, when it's time for Passover, they celebrate it, but they don't celebrate it like the Jews. They celebrate it with Christ in their mind. The Jews celebrate it by still chewing the goat and all those things, binding their waist with a belt, holding a staff, and even though they are not journeying from anywhere, their fathers were journeying from Egypt to Canaan, but they are not journeying anywhere. But they do it like the way in Homo, you see that they go about sharing food, then they are saying they are hooting hunger because something happened so many years ago, so they are demonstrating it for us. There are certain festival that they still go for hunting, and they go and catch a certain particular animal because in those days that is how they survived or something. So they are trying to remember. So in this day, what you are celebrating as Easter here without doing anything ritual or any form of ritual, in Israel when they are celebrating it, they go to catch a sheep or a goat, a young one, and they kill it, and they come and paint their doors. They do everything that was there, and they bind themselves and they roast it. They don't cook it and add spices for it to taste nice. They roast it and they look for bitter leaves, not sweet leaves or nice. No, it must taste bitter. Now, yes, hunamu ria. Obe so uji weni wom. Obe say yewote. Are you guys what I'm trying to say? That's why God made sure that they will not take it as a natural food. So God made sure that they will add certain things that will make it bitter. So that you can say, by the time you wish you are done. You wish you are done quickly. Otherwise, they will lose sight of the essence of the practice. And they will be enjoying it. Like the way people eat kpekpele because they like it. So some people can keep their kpekpele in their house like 1 month. They are eating it small. They take some to school. They give some to... They have forgotten the reason for the kwekwele. The reason for that food. They are eating it because they like it. So God did not want them to chew that animal because they like it. So God told them that you chew it with bitter herbs. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. And that was what they did at that time when the angel of death visited the land. Even though it should have killed everybody, including the Jewish believers, the Jews, he did not kill them. Why should the angel kill everybody? Because God wanted to execute judgment. Listen to me. God wanted to bring judgment on the land of Egypt. And the judgment was based on sin and righteousness. And if God wanted to punish Egypt, that they are sinners, release his people, then it means that God will have to make sure that his people are righteous or holy. Because God cannot have two children and then spare one and kill the other for the same thing. So, Bible tells us in Romans 3 verse 10 that there is nobody who is righteous. Not even one. So, Pharaoh is guilty. Moses too is guilty. The Jews were guilty. They were also wicked. You saw how they were fighting. Moses had to go and separate them. So they themselves were wicked people. They themselves were wicked people. They were not righteous. So when God is coming to kill the firstborns of Egypt, why should he spare the firstborns of the Jews? They are also wicked people. So then God decided that, okay, that so that I will be able to kill the Egyptian boys and spare the Jewish boys, I will play a trick. So God decided that he will use the same principle of substitution. The same principle of substitution that he used in the Garden of Eden. He killed an animal and shed the life of the animal and use that to cover Adam so that Adam will not be destroyed. The same principle of substitution. So he killed an animal and put the blood on their doors, that everybody kill an animal and put the blood on your door. That means that instead of you dying, the animal is going to die in your place. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that when I get there and I am using the basis of sin, the basis of sin to take lives, firstborns from every family, when I get to Goshen, to the house of a Jew, I will already find blood. And instead of taking that sinner's blood, I will take the innocent animal's blood in replacement for that sinner's blood. That is why when God now sees you, instead of destroying you or taking your blood or your life, because blood is life, he rather took the blood of Jesus so that you and I will be free. That is why Jesus is our Passover and our sacrifice. Ask the one by you, do you understand to this point? Now, let's write down quickly some facts about the Passover celebration. Some facts about the Passover celebration. Number one, it is an ordinance from God. Easter is a command from God. It's an ordinance. Passover, not Christmas, Easter. God spoke unto Moses and Aaron and told them, celebrate this. Remember this ordinance for an everlasting generation. Number two, is to be celebrated on the 14th day of the first month of the year called Abib. That is April. Now, the Jews, God gave them a calendar. It's not what we are using. God gave the Jews a calendar. What we are using is a Roman calendar. Say Roman calendar. So in the Roman calendar, we have January, February, March, on and on and on and on. But in the Jewish calendar, it starts with April. So the first month you call January, they call their first month April. And the Passover is done from the beginning of the year, the first month. You catch the animal 10th, you kill it 14th. Are you following me? So in verse 2 and verse 6, you'll find it. In Deuteronomy 16 verse 1, it will tell you, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought you out of the land of Egypt. So God brought them out in April. So God told them that they should celebrate Easter or Passover in April. That is why we celebrate Easter in April. That's why. There's nowhere we celebrate it in another day. We celebrate in April. It's because of that. Now, the Jewish Christians, they still celebrate Easter or Passover on this very date, irrespective of the days. Sometimes the day will fall on a Monday. Sometimes it will fall on a Tuesday. Sometimes it will fall on a Wednesday. Sometimes it will fall on a Thursday. But they still make sure that it is within that month. Jewish Christians. That means a Jew that has become a Christian. Because it is not every Jew who is a Christian. Hello? Are you listening to what I'm saying? And no beard of free Israel are your Christoni. As I said, Omumu being so apple, yes. So it's not every Jew who is a Christian, but every Jew who is a Christian, he celebrates the Passover within the month, even though the days may change, but the month will still be up. The Christians who are Jews, like you and I, in foreign countries aside Israel, they mostly focus their celebration on the Resurrection Sunday. They focus their celebration on Resurrection Sunday. So they don't really care about which day, which whatever is. Just they look for the Resurrection Sunday and they just celebrate it. And so sometimes it will be within the month of March, around 22nd March going. Because they just look for a time that is closer to what the Jews are doing on their land. And so sometimes it falls on the day 22nd March or the second week of April. So it's changes. That's why sometimes the calendar will change from April a bit into March. Sometimes comes back to April. But on the land of the Jews, it's strictly Habib. It's strictly April. Is somebody understanding these fundamentals? And I may say, me chila unyoma efa Easter. And then say to him, after today, we can enter into other things. But today I'm teaching you Easter. How many of you like the details I'm giving you? The information. Yeah, because we are celebrating Easter. When a Muslim asks you that, you people, what you are celebrating, what is it about? You don't even know it. But this is a Bible teaching church, so I like to teach everything. And so today I feel like teaching about Easter. Tomorrow we'll go into other things. Hallelujah. Now, like I told you, number three, the lamp is selected on the 10th day for every house. That's in verse 4. Then number 4, your lamb shall be holy and must be a male. Listen, the Passover lamb must be holy. It cannot be another sinner. That's why Jesus has to be holy. Jesus could not have carried any sin. Bible says that God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. So the more if Jesus had told one lie, he couldn't have become the Passover lamb. Because one of the criteria for selecting the lamp is that the lamp must be blemished. Without any spot. Without in kikawa be a ojina who selected in Abano. Or a fita fita. In kikabi anim. No blemish. Yare be an inu. In the same way, say obisi onu no ye ya jin kwa ye Passover. Ye ogama obe waji yen kwana. And ye was a boni bia wunimu. Say boni ba kumpu unimua a disqualify no. He cannot be our Passover. Are you appreciating what I'm saying? And again, the Passover lamb must not be a she. It must be a he. Tell somebody, it must not be a she. It must be a he. Why must it not be a she? I don't know. When you meet God, you ask. But God instructed them, said, that means, so BC of that Dania Jimka, because not ni nano pointed to Ogwama Bia Oba. I told you, say, you don't see your Old Testament, no, ne pointed Bibia Babesi or new. It's not a Kasafa Yesua or Ba Afiansa or Bahu. Ah, Oba Befa coin Bisu Dia G and said, yeah, you're doing G Israel for no. Hello? So it means that whoever will be our savior cannot be a woman, it must be a man. So the feminists amongst us and the women activists, you can rest on that one. The Bible said it must be a he and not a she. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Clap your two hands. You'll see that in verse 5 of where we read, Exodus 12. In 1 Peter 1:19, the Bible says that, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So Jesus, his blood is the one that doesn't have any spot. Doesn't have any form of sin. Number 5. The lamb shall be sacrificed on the 14th day of the month of Abib, which is April. And indeed, Jesus Christ was caught and was sacrificed within that same period. Do you remember the day of Passover in Matthew 26? It was time for Passover, and Jesus sent the disciples to go and look for a place for them to eat the Passover. So Jesus himself was doing the Passover. But he was about to now let them understand that now the reality of the Passover is here. So after they ate that night, he now took the bread and broke it and started telling them about mysteries. So the Jewish Christians, they now celebrate Passover like the way Jesus celebrated with them that night. With a communion. Everybody say communion. Everybody say communion. And your Passover that now that was the night. animal and he was caught. Because in the Old Testament, the animal must be caught that first night. Are you getting it? So that night, he was betrayed. And he was caught like a thief. An innocent person. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Say, Christ is my Passover. So if you know the story of the Passover, you understand why Christ went through the things that he went through. His passion was not a sweet passion. That's why the meat that you are chewing on the Passover must be bitter. Because his death and his sacrifice was painful. Are you getting it? So it's not for something for you to enjoy. Everything that happened there was speaking about something that was about to happen. Speaking about something that was about to happen. And so Jesus is the lamb that fulfilled the demands of Passover. Amen. You remember John chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he gave us a lamb. A lamb. And John the Baptist saw him and said, behold the lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. See, when in Yamie Guama of 5 years morning, it is free. First John 2 verse 2. Bible says that Jesus is the sacrifice for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world. So Yesu ena sacrificing no MIA. That's why this Easter is all about Jesus. We don't go and look for any lamb because our lamb is Christ. We don't go to look for any goat because Christ is our sacrificial goat, our sacrificial lamb. He carried our sins like a scapegoat. In those days, they used to have something they call scapegoat that was killed to cleanse sins of people. And they would tie the goat and they would drag the goat to the outskirts of the town where people don't really, it's like the outskirts, the end of the town. And then they will kill the goat or they will release the goat to go and die. That's what a scapegoat. Now, Jesus Christ is the one who was carried from the town and carried the cross and climbed and went to the outskirts, Golgotha. Outskirts in Kofon Tinaho. Or Mineja and Akroneja. Outskirts. And that was where he was killed. Exactly like the goat in the Old Testament. Jesus is the only one who died exactly like the animals that were killed, the other, so that we will have eternal redemption. What does that mean? Those days, all the things they were doing, it was not really saving them. It was like they have to keep repeating it. But Bible says that he entered into the holy place once and for all and purchased our eternal redemption so that nobody needs to die again. That is why after Christ died, nobody needs to kill any lamb or any goat again. And no human being needs to die again. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, reasons why the sacrifice of Jesus was accepted. And I close you. Reasons why God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus. Number one, because his blood was sinless. Nyentia Yesu Christo owu owu ma ye no nyankopon agi tu mu a eye ejuma no is because one na boni any ankekan bia enim. His blood was sinless. He was a righteous man. 1 Peter 1 verse 18. Knowing that ye were redeemed not with corruptible things, not with silver or gold, from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb without spot, even the blood of Christ. So Jesus's blood was a precious blood. It was not the blood of goat or the blood of sheep or heifer, but the precious blood of Jesus. without sin,
without blemish.
That is why his blood was received, because he was a righteous man. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he knew no sin, but he was made to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And 1 Peter 3 verse 18. Because Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. So Christ suffered for sins once. He, the righteous, suffered for we, the unrighteous. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Tell somebody by you, Christ the righteous suffered for you unrighteous once and for all, that you might be brought to God. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Number two reason, because he laid down his life out of love. He laid down his life. Adentina Yesu. Obe wuji and kwati se Easter ujama ufama. Easter drama. Pass over. Adentina Yesu obe wu yesa no. And kupo eji. A wampo. Is because they did not kill him. He laid down his life. They did not murder him. He laid down his life. There's a difference between murder and sacrifice or laying down your life. In John chapter 10 verse 17. John 10:17. Let's all read. Everybody, one, go. Therefore, my Father loves me. This is why God loves Jesus' blood. Because I laid down my life that I may take it again. Verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Can I hear an amen? Amen. If you need here, yes, umbojano. Do you know that okoye sacrifice, okoye sakawa na se okoye abosuma dibia enye moje bia odbe koni eji o? Do you know that they will tell you the specific blood they want? Can tell you that they want the blood of a virgin. They can tell you they want the blood of people around ages, or maybe a blood of a baby, a toddler, an innocent person. They can tell you that, oh, they want the blood of an old person in the ages of 80. So you have to go and look for people like that to kill. Now, that means that it's not every blood that is acceptable in sacrifice. The reason why the blood of Jesus was acceptable was because his death was not that they strangled, like somebody just attacked him and killed him. But his death was such that he laid down his life. Why are we saying he laid down his life? Because he said over here that he has power to lay it down and to take it. When Peter drew his sword and cut the ear of that gentleman, Jesus told him that do not draw sword, for whoever draws sword will die by the sword. Then Jesus told him, do you think that I cannot defend myself? Do you think that I cannot say one word and 12 legions of angels will be released right now? Legion, 12 of angels will be released to come and fight for me. Are you the one to fight for me? That means that Masheda say yeah, then you come. And yes, that means me and Jimmy. That's why when he stood before Pilate, Pilate said that, do you know that I can kill you, I can free you? Then he said, it is because it has been given to you. It's because you are part of the script that you should order. You are just part of the script. You should order for me to die. And yes, and can you? You have no power, because I can just command and legions of angels will arrive. So Jesus could have just said no, and angels should have arrived there right now. That's why Judas betrayed him. How many of you know that Judas didn't want Jesus to die? Do you know what I'm saying? How many of you believe that Judas didn't want Jesus to die? Like, he didn't mean that Jesus should die. many of you think that Judas wanted them to kill Jesus and make money? Lift up your hands. You are not part of any of the groups. That means you are very confused, though. Listen, if Judas really wanted Jesus to die, why is it that when he saw that really they were going to kill him, he returned the money? He returned the money because he did not want them to kill him. Judas knew that Jesus could walk on water. Judas saw Jesus walking on water. Judas saw Jesus like behaving like Jesus was a supernatural person. He saw Jesus manifesting power. And Jesus kept telling him, I'm the Son of God. And he believed it. So he was just using Jesus' power to make money. He knew that if they arrested Jesus, Jesus just do like this and disappear. Yes. He knew that, oh, obedience can free. He can just touch the bar like that, then he's gone. You saw how he appeared to them in the room. He didn't open the door, he just appeared. So his disciples know what he is capable of doing. Obi ani mami ni mami to be bawe kache muse. Drink asa ni obe kase munye bi amumunye. Na onu so be kase munko fan so fini si abontre na mumbeche. Na ni mami be kache muse osi mu fan so fini becha muntie. Na mpo munko fan so fini becha ye no. It is this is say. Chokomot. A tested is a fruitally. A tested is a grape wine. Emma, the master, the governor in the area now about party nibino. What testy, you know? I say, ah, namu, it's a papa say, we're on a moody way. It's so fin often is a papa. It's so a moody go from now will get now, no, and no, na yes, momu, at the buy. Jesus was a super being. And one of one who knew him because of working miracles. So Judas knew, said, have you bought something from internet before? It's which the other. What is what I got? So Judas wanted to play that trick on them. But they realized that when they caught Jesus, he didn't disappear. So Bible says that, and all of them were watching from afar. So Judas was part of the disciples following, trying to see, say, at what point, and then he would do cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. But he was still not doing anything. And then they started beating him. The Judas said, today was the thing. The audition I ran. They started beating him. They all of a sudden, Jesus is bleeding. Then Judas saw that, no, wait here. This is not what I wanted. Then he rushed to the priest and told them that take your money. I don't want that, don't kill him again. Then they said it's too late. Then they said, admit, I don't like the money. Then he left with tears. He killed himself because he has regretted that he has betrayed a friend. He thought that his friend will use his magic. And his friend decided that I want to die. Say, Jesus is the lamp of God. So they didn't murder him. When we say murder is to take somebody's life. You understand? Forcefully. There's even a difference between murder and manslaughter. Do you know that? When you go to court, there's a difference between murder and manslaughter. You can kill someone and judges will rule that this is manslaughter. And you can kill someone and judges will rule that this is murder. There's a difference. Because manslaughter could be that one shedder. It could be self-defense. Obey repu and I will fight it back. and as onu di etu be si so fatty ba ya no na neta e fane manslaughter ye be yi wa ma waba but murder ni ya ubwa pa yo eh murder is the one that you intended to do, you did it consciously. You decided to kill the person. So Jesus, his life was not taken from him forcefully. He handed it to God. He had all power to defend himself. But and that is why his blood was so nice. Like God accepted his sacrifice. God didn't reject his sacrifice. That's why you and I, we are born again. That's why you and I, we are holy. It doesn't matter what the world thinks about us. Before Christ or before God, we are the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh yeah. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For the blood of Jesus has washed us. That's why we say he paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. John 15:13, that's what the Bible says. Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. They didn't take it from him. He laid it down. Even when they thought he would fight back, he didn't. When they thought he could save God, they know what he's made of. And truly, he could have saved himself, but he didn't. Finally, number three, why God accepted the blood of Jesus? Because it was pleasing to God. Anything sacrificial is pleasing to God. When you sacrifice your life, God is pleased with you. When you sacrifice your time for the kingdom, God is always pleased with your service. Anything you do for God minus sacrifice is not pleasing to God. It's not pleasing. Ade biara wo ya manya nkopo a ankosti ubi bi no enso nyame ani. Ase uwo skana ama ena we yi kakra ama no. Eno sa na enso nyame ani. Ba se nya wo nyina anase wo ni bi nso ketwa na okita no. Utumi ji bi mana. Ah uwa hu ye hiemu nso utumi ye bibi mana. Eno ena so nyame ani. It's like you are with a rich person, very, very rich. But when you are with someone who doesn't have, and the person struggles to get the last penny, the least that he has, and still gives it to you, even though it is not much, but it carries more value. That's why Jesus said that the old woman who dropped the coin, she has given more than the rich people who came with bundles of money because of the factor of what? Sacrifice. Tell the one by you, whatever you do minus sacrifice is not pleasing to God. If you do the thing in your convenience, You go to rehearsals at your convenience. You go to church. What do you? Sorry, at your convenience. And so you're but who are we here? I send be down so, or how be down so? And so still, oh she shenyame, still oh she shenyame, still oh yenyame fiye juma, still oh ye bibu onyame fiye. Such a service is pleasing to God. Isaiah 53:10, and I close with that. Isaiah 53:10. Let's all read it. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The word bruise is like to torture him. It pleased God to torture him. When Jesus was being tortured, God was pleased with the sacrifice. God was excited. God was happy. As Sonya Mieni said, ye pla Yesu. Another person can die that same way, but why? Because of the sacrifice aspect of it. That he didn't sin. The man on the cross says that as for us, we are sinners. We deserve what we are going through. But this man, he's a holy man. This man is a holy man. He didn't deserve the cross. He didn't deserve the cross. So when they were punishing Jesus, it pleased the Father. He has put him to grief. Read it. He has put him to grief when you make his soul an offering for sin. The soul of Jesus was given as an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, there is one striking thing from this scripture. And that striking thing is that, one, the devil did not kill Jesus. Tell somebody, the devil did not kill Jesus. Jesus offered himself. Tell him, Jesus offered himself. And I'll tell him, the blood of Jesus was not given to the devil as payment. Hello? Are you getting what I'm saying? You are not owing the devil. Why now, Deneka? Hello, why now, Deneka? We are born here. Why now, Deneka? You are owing God. So the blood that was shed was not shed to the devil, was not given to the devil. Bible says that he entered into the holies of holies once and presented the blood. He told Mary Magdalene, don't touch me. I must go to my father, to your father, to my God, to your God. I've not yet ascended. I'm going to present the blood in the holies of holies. The blood of Jesus was not sent to hell to go and give to the devil. The devil is not part of the equation at all. The devil is a nobody. Say, the devil is a nobody. Let me tell you who the devil is. The devil is like Obia authority in chain. And on numo ADDO problem are Edanya meaning in Mantim. There are people like that. There are people like that. Uni obinya sema. Onu na min chain no numo benefit. Esan se nipano won kasanti. Nipano beto onu ne diane. Nipano di adian kodima ono di bemano. It is no or benefit into onu nya yanka mutemi nya yeda. Because onu no nya attention. Onu no nya gifts. Because uni nipa bi intema eden. I say, now that's how the devil is. The devil was just enjoying authority over man because man had a problem with his father. But the day God decided to send Jesus to come and die and settled, reconciled us back to God, that was the day the devil lost authority over us. The blood was never given to the devil. The blood of Jesus was given back to God. Yet the pattern nyankopon ebu for sure. And until the Bible saying it was scripture way, Isaiah 53, you know, that God was happy when Jesus was being bruised. It pleased the Lord when he afflicted him. Because now or they pacifying him. Say, I was saying, come punish him, ma. And so may the punishment be now at 2 years to Christ also. It's yes, Ebreno, a nyankopon or punish in Nipa. Yesu or Osuno, Eye Nyankopon or Panishi in Nipa, and Unti a son, Yamieni say, finally, metime again up patami ho, and Unti me mano ometime abamenchen. Ka amen. So the devil is not part of it. That is why after Jesus died, the devil regretted. He shouldn't have even allowed Jesus to die or even played any role in it. Because he didn't know he had been tricked. I pray that may the sacrifice of Jesus bring you all the blessings that are supposed to follow in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that in this Passover season, in this Easter season, your eyes shall be open to know Jesus. Your eyes shall be open to understand the things of God. Your eyes shall be open to appreciate the sacrifice of Jesus. Say what so sonya me be bie weni ama weni aso ejuma Jesus Christ wa ye dia mao en kwantia Jesus Christ dia brel obra Jesus Christ abre amao en ejuma Jesus Christ wa ye amao say the beya esun fasudie ni na e beye wodi. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, Thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.